you need to take care of yourself before you can take care of anybody else. And that's probably the biggest thing.
Support the cause. Stay fresh. Check us out on Instagram at 123 OPG.fresh.
Guillermo Mash, on behalf of Without a Roof, extends a warm and hearty thank you to Andrew, Autumn, Caitlin, and Elion for sharing their experiences and wisdom in such a powerful and personal way. Visit Path Scholars at csuchico.edu/fosteryouth to learn more about the Path program, and be sure to also visit the California Youth Connection homepage for information on legislation and pending California Senate and Assembly bills by visiting CalYouthCon, that's CalYouthConn.org. Another excellent resource and frequent Without a Roof radio program contributor is the California Homeless Youth Project. Based in Sacramento, California, this organization champions legislation for foster youth and unaccompanied minors and has a treasure trove of contents. Visit them at CA Homeless Youth, that's CAHOMELESSYOUTH.library.ca.gov. And the next time someone asks you how we could possibly solve homelessness in 20 years, tell them to permanently house every single homeless youth now.
And that was Without a Roof, hosted by Guillermo Mash. Non-Human Radio is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the local, seasonal, and organic delights at Farmstar Pizza, where the farmer is the star. Farmstar features artisan pizzas, salads, appetizers, and desserts with vegan and gluten-free offerings, craft beer, and eclectic wines. Farmstar Pizza is open Monday through Friday for lunch, noon on Saturday and Sunday, and for dinner 7 nights a week, with live music on Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. They're located at 2359 The Esplanade. Visit farmstarpizza.com or like them on Facebook. And we're made possible by D.A. Lampe Construction, a proud supporter of KZFR and Community Radio in Northern California. For more information, visit dalampeconstruction.com. This is KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Up next, Non-Human Radio. Welcome to the May 9th, 2018 episode of Non-Human Radio, where we talk animal rights and veganism every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. here on KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico and streaming online at kzfr.org. You can also find us on Facebook at Non-Human Radio. I'm Jeannie Trezino.
And I'm Danny Toms. Today, we'll be talking about the Prevent Cruelty California referendum that will be on the ballot in November of this year, followed by a welcome update on the TripAdvisor Animals in Entertainment policy, and we'll end the show with some local vegan foodie information. Jeannie, take it away.
We love the foodie information, but you have to wait for it. It's coming up at the end. But I have to say, one of the highlights when I do this show is that underwriter, when I get to say the word vegan in association with a restaurant. So we'll elaborate on that a little bit more at the end of the show.
She shakes with excitement when it happens.
In another California victory for animals, the Humane Society of the United States, HSUS, gathered more than 600,000 signatures in California for the Prevent Cruelty California measure, which was nearly double the 365,000 signatures needed in order to introduce a ballot measure for the upcoming November 2018 election. Should the measure pass, it would become the strongest protection against farm animal confinement in the world. The legislation would prohibit the confinement of egg-laying hens, pigs used for breeding, and calves raised for veal in highly restrictive crates. Eggs, pork, and veal produced elsewhere but sold in the state of California would also be required to meet the same standards. Kitty Block, president and CEO of HSUS, was quoted as saying, "The law's passage will produce dramatically better outcomes for millions of animals, establishing a bright line legal standard that cage confinement is forbidden." Breeding pigs, egg-laying hens, and veal calves are among the most abused animals in the factory farming industry. Current standards restrict mother pigs to gestation crates 2 feet wide, to 2 feet wide metal stalls that force the pig to lay on her side for practically her entire life. That'd be like being confined in your bathroom,
right,
for your lifetime, or smaller, more like an airline seat. Yeah. So, anyway, the psychological effects of being confined to a gestation crate often manifest in the form of harmful behaviors such as chewing on the bars, swaying heads back and forth, and other forms of stereotypic behavior. And yet, you know, you post something vegan and or like a vegan bacon recipe.
Right.
And what you get is, oh no, real bacon. It's like very, very weak given the suffering that goes into play for that. Anyway, as we've mentioned on the show before, the vast majority of egg-laying hens in the United States spend their lives in cages so small that they are unable to spread their wings and are denied the space for natural, healthy behaviors like nesting, perching, and dust bathing. And the majority of veal calves, who are themselves a byproduct of the dairy industry, hence veganism overall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spend their short 16-week-long lives tethered by the neck in spaces so small that they're also unable to turn around.
You can see veal crates. I don't know if it's north on 99 or south, but somewhere around here, anywhere up and down the valley, you can occasionally see.
You can see crates, but they are not veal crates. This is the other part of the dairy industry. Those are heifer containment units. Heifers are the female. That's what happens to the female calves in the dairy industry. So they are confined and fed formula. Because, heaven forbid, a cow's milk goes to feed her own baby, right?
So those one, and they don't look very tall, and they're kind of out in the middle of just a random field you see off the side of the road. So they're not, they put the heifers out into those confinement too instead of in a barn. Or
yeah, if you pass by a dairy in the North State, take a look somewhere on that property, on that farm, there is usually a number of heifer crates. Maybe not like the thousands that you might see in like a really big, heifer production farm, like a specialized heifer production farm, but you will see them.
Wow. You can't imagine being in that in the sun, you know?
Yeah, right? So, anyway, kudos to the volunteers who have helped HSUS achieve a milestone, and a tangible representation of how the public perception of factory farming is changing. According to a recent survey, 70% of individuals believe that the way factory-farmed pigs are treated is unethical. And nearly 50% of Americans support a ban on factory farms. And yet, most Americans do consume products from those factory farms, right?
Sure. I mean, that's the great cognitive dissonance of our time, is we all love our pets, and most people aren't going to go out and stab a cow, but, you know.
Yeah, so. Or confine a cow or confine a hen into the space of an iPad for her entire life. And yet, this is done on your behalf.
Right. And most people, when I brought that up to them, it's just denial. It's just like, they can't be doing that. They don't do that.
Yeah.
That's not what happens.
Anyway, so all eligible California voters will be voting on the measure in November. So look for that on the ballot, the giant ballot. California is a referendum heavy state compared to others. So, and I just want to say a shout out, some signatures for this ballot measure were collected in Chico. I know some activists in Chico posted in the Chico Vegan Meetup that they're going to be collecting signatures at the March for Our Lives rally that happened in March of this year. And so thanks to all the Chicoans who signed that petition to get this on the ballot. So, all right. You've been listening to Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio hosted by Jeannie Trezino and Danny Toms. Over to you, Danny.
Veg News reported this week that the travel platform TripAdvisor announced additions to its policies on animal exploitation. As we reported on this show in October of 2016, the company introduced a policy to ban ticket sales to attractions where tourists would come in contact with exploited animals, including elephant rides, dolphin swims, and tiger petting zoos. TripAdvisor has updated its policy by introducing a rule that some animal touching programs, such as those offered in zoos, can be sold as experiences on TripAdvisor if they meet specific requirements. Specifically, TripAdvisor will only sell tickets for these types of experiences if the physical contact between the guest and the animal is initiated by the animal herself, and if the animal has the freedom to disengage from physical contact whenever they wish. Any experiences that doesn't allow animals this freedom is not supposed to be eligible for sale on TripAdvisor. TripAdvisor will also stop selling tickets for shows where captive wild or endangered animals are forced to perform demeaning tricks or other unnatural behaviors, or where they are featured as part of a live circus or stage entertainment act in a demeaning manner, including imitating humans, such as dressing up in costume. That's kind of an interest. I mean, that's a good addition to this, as they're kind of loosening it slightly, sounds like, but they're tightening up this rule on performing tricks, which you would have thought maybe they didn't cover the first time around. I guess, you know, we were just off the air. We're discussing there's so many forms of cruelty out there. You know, it's probably hard for a company to catch them all in their first pass. However, TripAdvisor also noted on its blog that, quote, "To be clear, we do not believe every show or performance that includes an animal is demeaning. Shows where audiences observe an animal's natural behavior or where animals are participating in activities that provide them with positive stimulation and exercise are permissible under our booking policy. In these circumstances, certain training of the animals is allowed if that training is also necessary to provide veterinary care to that animal, such as training a dolphin to raise its flippers on command."
I'm sure that's what they're doing at SeaWorld, huh?
Yeah. Some loopholes are getting opened up with this. Nevertheless, we will still refuse to sell tickets to any show where animals are forced into physical contact with guests. So, yeah, that's kind of a tough one. I mean, you don't really know what's happening to these animals before, you know. They get to this point where they're kind of like, are they really well-trained or are they doing natural behavior? It's going to be kind of impossible to say. Tourist activities, as we've said before, have a huge impact on wild animals around the world. And while that impact can often be positive, such as helping to fund important conservation efforts, it can be negative too. Tracy Reinman, Executive Vice President at the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, said that TripAdvisor's current policy is not sufficient to ensure that animals are not exploited in the tourism industry when animals are held captive, treated as objects to be used for human amusement, and pressed into involuntary servitude. They lose everything, including the most precious of things, their freedom. To truly help wild animals, TripAdvisor and its subsidiaries need to take their animal welfare policy a step further by banning and removing the sale of all wildlife animal attractions. This would include tickets to attractions like SeaWorld, but also things like Snake Village in Vietnam, True Bali Experience, which offers whitewater rafting, but mostly revolves around elephant rides, and three captive sun bears, which tourists can pay to cuddle.
Right, that seems like a no-brainer. It seems like that should be removed just based on their existing policy. And yet, this venue is still on TripAdvisor.
Yeah, and they could probably, per the earlier standards, say, well, I mean, maybe they want to be ridden.
It's voluntary, yeah.
It's voluntary. Maybe we beat them yesterday until they learned they better act like it's voluntary, you know. The group Animals Asia is currently campaigning to end sun bear interactions at True Bali and at other venues that are still featured on the TripAdvisor website.
So I just think it's interesting. I do think it's a big step forward to make really clear that we're, at least in the best of all possible worlds, we're looking for situations where captive animals are seeking contact, right? And saying that's kind of our baseline.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, like you say, it's hard to say what goes on before that supposedly voluntary contact. And, you know, just to look around us, we see something like the Kirshner Wildlife Wildlife Foundation, aka sort of roadside zoo,
yeah,
which, you know, sells these cub petting opportunities, right?
And has many local supporters who are, you know, think they're doing good.
Yeah, no,
coming from a good place, but
yeah, no one wants to be consider themselves as an animal abuser or someone who would unduly stress out animals. So, yeah, it's a good question. You know, would someplace like Kirshner that offers a cub petting photo op, would that be part of the TripAdvisor guideline, fall under it? I think not. I can't see how a cub would do that voluntarily, right?
Right.
So, and you know, in the end, websites like TripAdvisor, they're not going to do your ethical work for you, right? You can kind of hope that they will, and certainly somebody in the management there is, you know, either acceding to pressure from animal activist organizations, or they themselves are really animal lovers and animal advocates. So I just think that, you know, you have to do that ethical work yourself, right? And not go looking for animals as entertainment.
Right. I mean, where capitalism intersects with life, it's all about profit. And so if you're going to have, you know, capitalistic enterprises dealing with animals, profit is what rules. They're not doing it for the animals' fun, you know.
Yeah, and they're not going to take steps to protect the animals if it unduly cuts into their profit.
Right.
Period. So, you know, for an alternative, I'd say we had Dawn Garcia on air. She's the wildlife biologist who was talking about the cub petting experiences, not only at Kirshner, but nationwide, where there's some legislation that's continually underway to try and curb that unethical behavior. And a resource that she points to is a group called the Global Federation of Animal Sanctuaries, which has a list of organizations that are either rescue and rehab organizations for former captive animals in the zoo or in circuses, where they abide by certain guidelines, like number one, not to breed the animals, number two, not to to control interaction with the animals, or you know, allow viewing of the animals in a respectful manner, that kind of thing.
Right.
So I encourage folks to check that out. You can find the Global Federation of Animal Sanctuaries at sanctuaryfederation.org. And, you know, one of Don Garcia's calls for action is for an organization like Kirshner that's really beloved in this community to step up and, you know, take a look at these more humane, more respectful guidelines for the care of captive wild animals.
Yeah, I mean, I've certainly heard a lot of criticism about them over the past 10, 15 years, and I haven't read a lot of news stories about changes being implemented. So
yeah, no, I think it'll be a long time coming, but it doesn't mean that we can't push for that.
Yep. So. All right, we got another story, Jeannie?
We do. Our last story we're finally getting to the food story. So our last story is on this little mini explosion of vegan food that just happened in Chico, you know, just basically while you were sleeping overnight.
So vegan food is delicious and it doesn't usually explode. This is just figure of speech.
Yes, it's generally nonviolent. Anyway, so for the first announcement, a certified vegan cookie is now available at Starbucks across the United States, even in our small little corner of the U.S. in Chico. Starbucks recently added its first vegan pastry to its permanent menu. That is the macadamia oat cookie. It is certified vegan and made with macadamia nuts, of course, almonds, coconut, and dried cranberries. And a spokesperson for Starbucks said that the cookie debuted on April 17th and is now available in most locations nationwide, including in Chico. In addition, Starbucks, of course, offers a lot of plant-based milks and also some vegan snacks, including, have you tried these? It's a puff snack. This one is made out of chickpeas. It's called hippies.
I have not, but I appreciate the pun.
It's flavor. It's called white cheddar, but it's actually vegan and it's quite good. So, during its annual shareholder meeting in March of this year, Starbucks chief operating officer Rosalind Brewer announced that the coffee chain would offer more plant-based food options this year in response to a campaign started by the animal rights group Compassion Over Killing, which gained backing from the singer LP, journalist Jane Velez Mitchell, and more than 30,000 signers on an online petition.
Yeah, I mean, it's great they're doing this. They're like 10 years behind the times, and Pete's Coffee has had vegan snacks forever. I don't know if we have a Pete's anymore in
we
town.
We no longer have
I don't know if that was the only one, but just around the Bay Area and whatnot. And so, you know, I know when the bigger you are, the harder it is to, like, introduce new things on the menu. But still, it seems like Starbucks lagged a bit.
I mean, think about Starbucks. So if you travel from the North State to Southern California, there's a bunch of Starbucks along the way,
you know, in
really small towns that, you know, would never be big enough to have a vegan or a vegetarian restaurant. But here you can get vegan options. So that's why I think something like that is so important.
Sure.
There's such a, nationally available brand, if not, you know, you may call them pernicious.
Wow. I'm happy about this, but I'm not satisfied with just one cookie. I want more cookies. I want more options.
Okay. Well, then, in other local vegan food news, the Cal Java Coffee Roasters in Chico, the one on East Avenue and the one on Mangrove, are serving up vegan goodies every darn day. They're baked with love by a local baker named Chris Hudson, who I understand goes by the moniker Dang Vegan on Instagram and Facebook. And so he makes goodies like raspberry thumbprint cookies, blueberry maple pecan scones, which are like a really sweet maple glaze on top, and snickerdoodle cookies. And those are all vegan and available just about every day unless they run out. So that's the little wave of vegan options in Chico. And I have a couple more. You up for that?
I am, yes.
Okay, all right. So just this week, the Live Life Juice Company in downtown Chico has vegan soft serve ice cream in two flavors, vanilla and chocolate, plus a bunch of toppings like berries and granola, but also chocolate chips and some other things. They also have some drizzles, so they do three or four syrups, a caramel type syrup, a peanut butter syrup, and a couple of others. So, and the soft serve itself is made with fresh almond milk, cashew butter, coconut meat, and dates. And that is it, except that the chocolate flavor has raw cacao in it as well. So it's a little different from the other kinds of soft serves, like you might get at a frozen yogurt place or something where they have a non-dairy option that might be fruit, or Jamba Juice that has a non-dairy option that's mostly soy.
Yeah.
So this is...
Sounds pretty delicious.
Yeah, it's appealing to a different... a more health conscious, I think, consumer.
I'll have two then. It's healthy.
Get thee hither. it's just one more thing that makes downtown Chico kind of lovely.
Right? Yeah.
Not only is KZFR here in Chico, but Live Life Juice Company is in downtown Chico. There's, of course, the downtown Starbucks. And then one more. And then I'm done for our little food explosion until the next wave happens. Over at Winchester Goose, they have the Wednesday Vegan Special tonight, and that is a vegan asparagus concoction. It's tin roof bread with garlic aioli. They're doing some kind of vegan spicy goat cheese style cashew cheese with their house vegan pesto, accompanied with locally grown garlic roasted grub asparagus and toasted almond slivers, all finished with a balsamic reduction and a hot sauce. So
fancy.
That's fancy and delicious, and that's available at Winchester Goose. So, yeah, there's vegan options out there, and of course you can always go to chicovegan.com, and there's the restaurant guide there to point you to a lot of pretty decent vegan options in Chico.
Hey, Onami's always good.
And Onami. We have to get Jimmy on the show sometime, I think.
And when he's not working.
Yeah.
All right. And now it is time for the Chico Animal Rights Calendar of Events. Get ready to mark your calendars. Jeannie, what do you have for us?
All right, we shall carry on. So here's some great vegan-friendly events to put on your calendar. And if you need more info, please feel free to send me an email at chicovegan@gmail.com or message me through Non-Human Radio on Facebook. I welcome your event listings and comments about the show. On May 12th, that's this Saturday, the Chico chapter of Dharma Voices for Animals is hosting a vegan cheese making class from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that is a very popular class on making your own vegan cheeses with yours truly. I'll be teaching that, and I'll be teaching how to make a brie, a cheddar, a mozzarella, and a pepper jack. non-dairy cheese quickly and simply and deliciously. You can get tickets at brownpapertickets.com. Also on May 12th, the Vegan Red Bluff Group is at it again with their monthly potluck with a fusion theme. And that will be hosted on Saturday, May 12th at a private home from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can check out the Vegan Red Bluff Facebook group for information on the location. But the theme is vegan fusion, which is where you combine two different styles of food to make a delicious and unique dish. Also on May 12th is the Mother's Day brunch hosted by Animal Place from 11:30 to 3 p.m. That's in Grass Valley. You can treat your special mom or mom figure in your life to a catered vegan brunch, followed by a tour of the sanctuary and meet and greet time with the rescued animals. And you can get tickets there at animalplace.org. Also on May 12th, there is a protest. In Sacramento, the group Sacramento Animal Rights is going to be hosting a protest at Honey Baked Ham from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Honey Baked Ham Company on Sunrise Boulevard. Please join them for a short, peaceful demonstration. They will have signs and literature, but feel free to bring your own. And you can contact organizer Stacy Sanders on Facebook or check the event tab at Non-Human Rights Facebook page. Next Saturday, May 19th, we have another cooking class under the Cooking for Compassion and Health series. This is one is Mexican Made Easy. It will be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Sky Creek Dharma Center, just like the vegan cheese class. This will be, if you're not going out to eat, you can learn to make delicious vegan Mexican food at home. And the class will be taught by Trudy O'Connor, who will teach you how to make delicious non-dairy sour cream, a Mexican-style crema, and a nacho cheese to top it all off. The class size is limited to 8 people, so please register soon. And tickets are available at brownpapertickets.com. From May 16th to May 19th, the group Rally Against Rodeo is going to be hosting a protest and boycott of the Reading Rodeo from 5 to 7 p.m. from May 16th to Sunday, May 19th. And that's the Reading Rodeo Arena. And so while entertaining the audience, rodeo horses and bulls are physically provoked in order to make the cowboys appear more impressive. Attendees may be well-intentioned, but may be unaware of the level of suffering that the animals endure at the price of entertainment. So for more information or hook up with that group, go to the Rally Against Rodeo Facebook page.
Yeah, I mean, rodeos, the previous TripAdvisor animal shows, you know, all these things as a person coming to see a thing, you drop in for 30 minutes to an hour, watch a thing, and you don't know what happened before, and you don't know what happens after, and you don't understand this goes on every single day for these animals' lives.
Until they get injured or until they die.
Yeah. They need a vet's care, and they're not going to pay for a vet. It's not cost effective, so they just put them down, and it's just horrific, really.
Yeah, there are some vets that are required to monitor California rodeo events, but yeah, they're not providing the type of veterinary care that you would get for your dog or cat,
right.
That's for sure, right? So, also on May 19th, May is like the month to go out and, well, it's still cool.
The weather, yeah.
and go enjoy some good time with some good people. We've had the founders of the Blackberry Creek Farm Animal Sanctuary on the show before, Danielle and Josh Hanisch. That group, the Blackberry Creek Farm Animal Sanctuary, will be hosting their 2018 Barn Raising Gala on Saturday, May 19th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at their sanctuary in Colfax, California. So you're going to dine a little, drink a little, and dance a little more at the 2018 Blackberry Creek Barn Raising Gala. And this is just a fun way for you to have an impact on the lives of the animals who call Blackberry Creek Farm Animal Sanctuary home, as well as to help that group continue to educate about health, the environment, and compassion towards all. And for more information and to get tickets, go to blackberrycreek.org. And that is about it. Let's see what else. Oh, just a heads up. June 2nd and 3rd, the beginning of June, there's going to be a interesting convention conference in San Francisco. It's the What the Health Cow Con. It's sponsored by the movie makers who made What the Health documentary and Cowspiracy documentary about animal, particularly about animal agriculture and greenhouse gases. That's going to be at the Soma Arts Cultural Center in San Francisco. And we'll feature some really amazing speakers. That's the reason why I'm bringing it up. The event was going to be, of course, packed with activists, but the speakers will include Paul Watson from Sea Shepherd, the YouTuber Earthling Ed, the vegan cheese entrepreneur Miyoko Shinner, who you can buy her really good butter and cheeses locally, and others will speak on the crucial needs of the oceans, environmental degradation caused by animal agriculture, the health benefits of a plant-based diet, and being an agent of change. And you can get tickets for that at eventbrite.com. So I just wanted to give that a shout out. Okay, so that's it for the calendar. We have one last piece of business to take care of, and that's the animal rights quote of the week. Take it away, Danny.
Our animal rights quote of the week is from Judge Eugene M. Fahey, an associate judge on New York's highest court, the Court of Appeals, who issued an opinion that is being seen as an historic mark of progress in the fight to secure fundamental legal rights for non-human animals. Although Judge Fahey voted with the majority and rejected the appeal for further review of a lower court decision on behalf of captive chimpanzees Tommy and Kiko, Judge Fahey appeared to be gripped by the issue. His opinion gets to the heart of the matter, where he wrote, quote, "The issue whether a non-human animal has a fundamental right to liberty protected by the writ of habeas corpus is profound and far-reaching. It speaks to our relationship with all the life around us. Ultimately, we will not be able to ignore it. While it may be arguable that a chimpanzee is not a person, there is no doubt that it is not merely a thing."
Indeed.
Non-Human Radio is made possible through the generous contributions of KZFR listeners like you. Thanks to Bill Mash and Sue Hildebrand for their engineering assistance and moral support. Stay tuned for The Real Issue with Sue coming up next at 6 p.m. if we get done and let her do it.
This has been Non-Human Radio, a production of KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico. The views and opinions expressed on this broadcast are those of the hosts and do not reflect the opinions of KZFR, its board, its volunteers, or its staff.
We do, however, reflect the opinions of our